The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
A journey from Filetto to Malgrate Castle, between history and landscapes. The ancient road that leads from the fortified village of Filetto to the majestic Malgrate Castle, immersed in the gentle hills of the Lunigiana, is a route that combines the charm of history with the beauty of the landscape. This itinerary winds its way through the municipality of Villafranca in Lunigiana, once part of the historic feud of the Malaspina family, revealing treasures and legends that tell of the exploits of a bygone era. Our journey begins in Filetto, a fortified village between the valleys of Bagnone and Magra. According to local legends, Filetto was founded in the early Middle Ages as a bulwark against Lombard invasions. Its name, like that of Filattiera, may derive from the Greek word philacterion, meaning fortified place. According to tradition, this was the site of an ancient Byzantine castrum, a four-sided structure built to protect the passages along the Magra River valley, along what was to become the Via Francigena. In today's Piazza di Sopra di Filetto, it is still possible to admire the remains of this ancient fortress, which was surrounded by an intricate maze of alleys and arches. In the 16th century, when the village became an autonomous feud under the Malaspina family, its structure underwent a radical transformation. The surface area was doubled and a new square was built. The Palazzo dei Marchesi, with its elegant loggia, the Church of Sant'Antonio and Jacopo, and the Convento dei Fatebene Fratelli, with its large cloister, stand here. After 1641, the feud passed into the hands of the Ariberti Marquises of Cremona, who completed the restoration, giving Filetto new walls and fortified gates that still preserve its characteristic square shape, unique in the Lunigiana. The village was once surrounded by a vast chestnut wood, of which only a small part remains today, the scene of legends, traditions, and important medieval markets. Leaving the village of Filetto, the route heads towards the Apennine Ridge, crossing fields and hills with breathtaking views. The peak on which the Malgrate Castle stands rises majestically and dominates the entrance to the Bagnone Valley. Once in Malgrate, we lose ourselves in the alleys of this medieval village, where the ancient walls tell the stories of illustrious people born here, such as Bonaventura Pistofilo, poet and secretary at the court of Alfonso I d'Este, the Jesuit Silvestro Landini, friend of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and Giovanni Antonio da Faye, apothecary from Lunigiana and author of a famous 15th century chronicle. The village is dominated by the ancient Malgrate Castle, with its high circular tower, a military fortress in a strategic position. From the patrol trenches, hidden among the ancient battlements, the soldiers scanned the horizon to detect approaching enemies. However, the castle was not only a place of defense, but also the residence of a noble family who made it their home. Once again, the Malaspina are the protagonists of our story. In 1351, Bernabò Malaspina received the title of First Marquis of Malgrate, the small fief between the neighboring Bagnone, Treschietto, Castiglione, and Filattiera, belonged to the youngest of the four descendants of Niccolò I, and Bernabò made it his own noble palace, with rich rooms and chambers, of which today only high stone walls remain. With the fall of the Malaspina family, Malgrate and Filetto were acquired by the Ariberti family of Cremona. It was they who transformed the castle into an elegant residence. Delicate frescoes adorned the rooms, and in 1649, a private chapel dedicated to San Celso was built, a sign of devotion and wealth that further enriched the charm of the residence. Today, Anyone who visits Malgrati Castle cannot help but be enchanted by the view from its walls. From the ramparts, the Magra Valley appears as a living image that changes with the light of the day, offering a unique spectacle. Walking among the ancient stones, you can feel a deep connection between the past and the present, an invisible thread that links the generations and the stories that have followed each other over time.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.